Hey, it's Bob Quick from MRN, and this is Selling Speed, the podcast. We're going to be a little blunt this month. Please don't take offense. The tough love is coming from 30-plus years of local radio, national rep firm experience, and years now in network radio. We're all in this together, and now is the time to take back radio's place in the media landscape. So we must be able to combat the tough questions and objections that we get from our clients. So be ready to face the question.
Oh, and he's going to hit the wall. He spins. Maybe a tire went down.
Here they come, three wide under the lap cars. Chase Elliott to the bottom. Hamlin in the middle. He bounces off Suarez. Chase Elliott takes the lead.
Chase Elliott's got problems on pit road.
Moving on to round number two. Off four and win number four on the season. Truex across the line. Checkered flag flies. And Martin Truex has picked up the win in the Federated Auto Parts 400.
This month's edition of Selling Speed, the podcast, is titled Second Verse, Same as the First. We've heard it before. Let's revisit the question. At Motor Racing Network, there are hundreds of affiliates across the country, and just like your own personal relationships, we have varying degrees of contact with each one. You probably talk to your best friend or close relative multiple times a week. Others may get a birthday call or a holiday text, and that's all the contact that you have with them annually. So, when one of your friends from that second category contacts you outside of those normal interactions, you know something's up. I recently had a station that I would place in that second group of relationships reach out and ask how he could defeat the question from a local car dealer. Although we have covered this topic a number of times in this space, if even one station is still facing that objection, it tells me that there is still work to be done. What is the question, you ask? Is NASCAR still popular enough to spend my advertising dollars on? Now, that may not be exactly how they asked it, but that's the point they're trying to make. And in a word, yes, it is. Okay, that's three words. Many of you probably remember those heady days when all you had to say was, "We have NASCAR," to a client to get them to sign on the bottom line. Well, many clients remember that time too. And that's why we continue to be faced with the question. Millions and millions and millions of fans follow NASCAR, and that is what makes it a sellable audience for almost any product or service. When you are faced with the question, keep these three points in mind. NASCAR fans are extremely loyal to their sport. In fact, they are the most loyal fans of all the professional sports. Think of it this way. You have a station in your cluster with the lowest ratings, probably the lowest revenue, but it still has listeners. There's always someone who calls when it's off the air and is upset that the person who answered the phone didn't already know about it. It's their favorite station, and they're not alone. Think about those tactics that you use to get this station on a buy. It has a distinct audience demographic that has value for the right advertiser. NASCAR and its distinct, hyper-focused, extremely loyal fan base is the perfect marketing vehicle for a number of local advertising categories as well. The old adage, would you rather advertise on a station with 1,000 listeners but only 100 would use your product, or a station with 100 listeners where all of which will buy, applies here. RAB research shows that sports on the radio is the most efficient way to borrow a team's brand equity with the largest reach. NASCAR is easily one of the most recognized brands in all of sports. Use that brand equity to sell your programming. And that brand equity is the reason why people remember those crazy days when money was just coming out of the woodwork to sponsor NASCAR. Number two, and this is what I feel should be the most convincing factor for a car dealer to buy into your NASCAR coverage, Toyota, Chevy, and Ford pour millions of dollars into the sport, and not only to compete, but also in sponsorship and marketing around it. You see it at all the tracks, on TV, online, even inside their own dealerships. Of course, none of that advertising tells your listeners to go to Fadook Ford in Vestal, New York, or Hilbish Ford in Kannapolis, North Carolina, or Mullino Ford in Lake Park, Florida, or even your local Ford dealer. And that's why they need to advertise in your NASCAR broadcasts. So their names will be associated with NASCAR and your brand in those programs. If they don't, they could very well abdicate their position in your listener's share of mind to their competitor whose OEM is also involved in NASCAR. And number three, finally, let's take a look at TV. It's not really something I personally like to use when selling radio, but it's good to know that NASCAR is still the most popular form of auto racing on American television. Outside of football season, NASCAR is consistently the number one most viewed sporting event every weekend. It doesn't matter if they're on cable or on broadcast TV. Cup races draw an average of 2 to 3 million viewers per race. IndyCar draws right around 1 million viewers on average, and drag racing about 800,000. You know, there's primetime shows out there that don't draw 3 million viewers. They're names that you know, too. American Ninja Warrior, Undercover Boss, WWE SmackDown are all primetime shows that draw audience in similar size to a NASCAR Cup Series race. Plus, it looks like the efforts that NASCAR made during the pandemic to grow fans is starting to pay off. It was just announced that the last five consecutive NASCAR Cup Series races on TV all had year-over-year viewership increases, and the last time that that happened was back in 2013. So as we prepare to pitch for the 2022 NASCAR season, you need to keep those things in mind when you're faced with the inevitable non-believer in the sport, or someone who is a fan who buys into the narrative that NASCAR is waning in popularity. It's our job to convert them, and it's not easy to change someone's perception. I had a boss once tell me that, "Bob, if it was easy, everyone would be doing it." And he's right. Good luck, and I hope you take these talking points to the street when you are pitching your 2022 packages. This is usually where we take a look at one of the team members here at Motor Racing Network, but there's been so many announcements over the past week or so regarding the 2022 season, I thought we'd hit some of the highlights in case you missed them. NASCAR recently announced the NASCAR Cup Series schedule for 2022, and for the first time in history, the preseason clash will not be held on the high banks of Daytona International Speedway a week prior to the Daytona 500. Well, they're still going to race the clash, but it's going to be 2 weeks prior to the Daytona 500, and it's going to be 3,000 plus miles away from Florida. The event will be turned into an invitational race held at historic Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. NASCAR will build an asphalt quarter-mile bull ring inside the same venue that has hosted Super Bowls, the Olympics twice, and is home to the USC Trojans. And MRN will be there for all that dramatic short track action coming Sunday, February 6th, 2022. Also in 2022, the NASCAR Cup Series will compete for the first time at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway Motorsports Park. This event is being held in the shadow of St. Louis, and it will bring the stars of the Cup Series to the egg-shaped 1.25-mile track that has shown great promise for stock car racing, with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series competing there now for a number of years. MRN will broadcast that race Sunday, June the 5th, 2022. With this addition, Pocono Raceway lost one cup race for next season. Don't be worried, though. Pocono will still have one great NASCAR Cup Series race in 2022. Love that track. Got an opportunity to go to it this past year. Totally awesome. I recommend you check it out one day. So unique. Now, all the new tracks and new configurations from the 2021 season will be revisited in 2022. That includes COTA, Bristol Dirt, Road America, Nashville Super Speedway, and racing on the Indy Road Course. Now, there has been no word on when to expect start times for any of the events released on the Cup schedule, but at least we have the dates and can start our planning for next year. Soon, we should also have a 2022 schedule for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, and the NASCAR ARCA Menard Series, and MRN will let you know as soon as those are available. And finally, hot off the presses for 2022, there is a new NASCAR Xfinity Series logo. I love it, and we will soon have that posted to the affiliates section at MRN.com. And that does it for Selling Speed, the podcast for September. And remember, you can subscribe to this podcast for free at all major podcast platforms so that it's delivered as soon as it's posted right into your mobile device. Thank you for listening. Happy selling.